This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Kate Daly is about to take over here. I just wanted to finish up here with some of my final stories, including this happening last night at a New York Rangers NHL hockey game. The never received a single vote governor of New York, who looks like a damn demon, Kathy Hochul, was introduced to the crowd, and here was the welcome she received.
Tonight, we'd like to salute Governor Kathy Hochul, the first female governor of New York State. Governor Hochul began her career in public service in the greater Buffalo area, served in Congress, and was twice elected lieutenant governor. Here to drop tonight's ceremonial first puck, a champion of women's rights and leader of the great state of New York, please welcome Governor Kathy Hochul. Joining Governor Hochul at center ice, Ducks alternate captain Adam Henrique,
and boy, I'll tell you what.
Alternate captain Jacob Trouba.
She's getting massively booed, and you saw that demonic smile wiped right off of her face as she walked out there. The first female governor of New York didn't receive a single vote. Listen to those boos. Crank it up.
Thank you, Governor Hochul, and thank you, Adam and Jacob.
Players don't want to wave or look at her. You know, it's funny. All of these politicians, and Republicans included, seems to be worse for Democrats. Boy, oh boy, they show their face in public, and it's the same story. Booed, heckled, jeered, told they're criminals, told to get out of their town. It's been a long time coming. Boy, I'm glad I'm not a lying part of the U.S. media. I'm glad I'm not a criminal in the U.S. government. It feels really good. You know the people that boo and heckle and attack me? Perverts and pedophiles. Feels pretty good. It's like, oh, and you go out in public and get booed? Yeah, by who? People that want to chop little boys' balls off? I'll take that. Thank you. Other headlines here. U.S. consulate in Mexico just shot up by cartels. Yeah, there's an ongoing war, a cartel war at the southern border. Border patrol agents are getting shot at. Millions of people crossing illegally. Little girls getting raped and sex trafficked. But hey, Ukraine, man. Come on. Smuggler rams a tanker truck loaded with illegals into patrol vehicles. 62 illegal aliens arrested after high-stakes chase. Yeah, people are dying in these car chases, too. It's totally out of control. Hey, here's a look at the New York City subway. Maybe this is why they're booing Hochul. It's a trash pit. It's a damn trash pit. And it's Michael Rappaport, who's this guy's had a weird, strange awakening here in the last couple months, getting hit by snowballs when he tries to do a live stream, having his right aid robbed right in front of his face, and then being shut down because of the robbery, crimes happening right outside of his door. Now he apparently tries to go on the New York subway, and it's just littered with trash. Yeah. It's called Democrat Party Rule. And then you have stories like this. Ross employee shot after helping his colleague who is being harassed by a group of teens. Teenagers, yes, teens. Teens. Roderick Joseph was the hero. An elderly lady was being harassed by this group of teens. Teens at a Ross, and he stepped in and said, hey, leave this woman alone. Then he saw them plotting something, and he said, you guys need to leave now. They pulled out a gun and shot him. A group of teens. A group of teens. BLM leader and Boston's Woman of the Year is arrested and indicted on federal charges for squandering $1 million of donations on hotels and a new house and Bubba Gump shrimp. Okay, well, that's just hilarious. Yes, the BLM massive theft of cash. Just like their leader, Joe Biden, who says you're only black if you vote for him. I forgive my son for working with the FBI to convict me. Exclusive interview with convicted January 6th political prisoner Guy Reffitt from D.C. Gitmo. That's from Kara Castronova. She's going to be joining me on the War Room later this week, breaking all that down. By the way, all of these protesters you see in Russia, including the one that went on TV, yeah, they're getting arrested. Folks, they're getting released within an hour in Russia. January 6th prisoners are treated worse here than people in Russia. So quit talking about Putin as an oppressor.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boost your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off, and a lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product, and we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. Good to see you. Good to be with you today. I've got a great guest for you. You're going to want to hang out and listen to this. Are you worried about housing, the housing market? I'm sure we all are. Money, crypto, not sure what to do, not sure what move to make next. My guest has some very interesting insights and a really keen way at looking at all the moving parts. That means taking a look at history, taking a look at how the deep state operates. I've been interviewing him. This is probably my third or fourth interview with him over the years, and he always has something very, very intriguing to say. So I think you're really going to love this. And we never know what we're going to say on this, right? So it's always a crapshoot. So welcome, Dr. Jim Willey to the show, financial expert, editor of the Hat Trick Letter, also known as the Golden Jackass. Yes, I know that. Hey, that's his name. So don't censor me, but he is insightful, forward thinking writer, analyst of today's events, the economy, the markets. And in 2004, he launched a very popular website called golden-jackass.com, in which he offers articles as well as content. He's really great at history and understanding things that I think a lot of people I've listened to on crypto and money don't understand. Welcome to the show, Dr. Jim Willey. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. A little bit strange, but everything is strange
these
days.
Everything's strange. It can't get any weirder. And I think we're feeling like we're being hit from every side and every angle. And I get it. And I think a lot of people just feel fatigued, but we're always worried about money. We're always, because it affects all of us, right? And so we're always worried about housing, crypto, all of these things. So let's talk just a little bit about crypto and about what, you know, the other shoe dropping. We could probably do a little lesson in history. Talk about China and Russia, and then talk about those moving parts and how they affect us monetarily.
You want me to start with 1998 in China and the reunification? Okay. Back in 1998, Hong Kong reverted back to Chinese control. And it was a complicated deal and a lot of secret elements to that deal. What was known to most people in the public was that Hong Kong would go back to Chinese rule and they would allow it to remain independent. They had their regional governor, commissioner, whatever they call it, and nothing would change and Hong Kong would remain an interesting experiment where China would observe what's going on. But there were some hidden elements to that. One big hidden element was that the Chinese would lend, I don't know exactly how much. I'm thinking it might have been something like 3,000 or 5,000 tons of gold. And there was a significant amount of silver that was also lent. So we had a big lease of gold and silver. The Chinese, being greatly distrustful of the British, think about 100 years ago, the Opium Wars, Boxer Rebellion, all that, they decided, well, the only way we're going to lease gold to you is if you promise some things. So the United States and Britain and the West promised a significant amount of foreign direct investment. And my understanding is that it was about $23 billion in 2000, 01, 02, and 03. Okay, the Chinese did not accept just that. They decided we need some collateral. We need something. Because you tend not to return your gold and silver that is leased to you. So, true to form, the United States did not return the gold and silver. But what they did get in return was a what I call an Internal Revenue Service Secure Stream Bond. Think of it as a macro version of a mortgage bond, a national version. And because of the deep recession that occurred in 2003, 4, and 5 that we never admitted to, we defaulted on that bond to China. And China, with their agent at hand, a Chinese conglomerate property firm, seized control of the J.P. Morgan headquarters property. And according to the reports, it was something like a $350 million payment that locked in their seizure of the property. And it included a tower, a conference center, and a nuclear-proof gold vaults that connected to the Federal Reserve. Okay, so they got a bargain basement price for the J.P. Morgan headquarters. Okay, fine. But something else happened, Kate, that's really, really ugly, and that is something that they don't talk about. And it is that J.P. Morgan became an agent for the Chinese government in locating and securing silver and gold, in particular silver, because that was used for their industrial development, which took off, as we know, two decades ago. It's amazing to think we're 2022. Golly, these are dates that we had in science fiction futuristic movies. But J.P. Morgan is an agent for secure silver to replenish the Chinese stockpile.
Wow. It's a lot. And you know, you talk a lot about the Chinese buying up the Fannie Mae mortgage bonds and helping to create the 2008 crisis too. There was a lot going on since 1998 with the Chinese in our country.
Yeah, let me give that quick story. Okay, when China developed their industrial power, it was foundries, factories, car plants, motorcycle plants, car parts, pharmaceuticals, a lot of different things. They quickly acquired an enormous trade surplus. And just like with the Arab partners, we required on the back end that China remain in the dollar and not cash out of those dollar surplus funds. So what they did was they bought treasury bonds. They bought Fannie Mae bonds. They made deposits in Wells Fargo, California Bank. They went shopping for commercial buildings in the United States. I heard it that by the end of the 2000 decade, China owned one-third of commercial properties in the United States. And what they did was they used collateral of treasury bonds and borrowed 10 times that amount. Who could object in the banking industry to treasury bonds as collateral for a loan, 10-to-1 loan? Okay, but they accumulated a lot of mortgage bonds, Fannie Mae mortgage bonds. And when we reneged on the gold and silver lease and didn't pay back by 2005, which I believe was the deadline date, hard to get information like this out of Wall Street, because they prefer their corrupt ways. China started selling the Fannie Mae bonds. That was 2005. So they began a process that gained tremendous momentum and resulted in the Lehman Brothers incident. And few people realized that J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs owned a lot more mortgage bonds than Lehman Brothers did. But as I mentioned before, Lehman Brothers was the odd man out in Wall Street, just like Bear Stearns was the odd man out in 2003. Bear Stearns was long gold and short the dollar. It's not how you get along among the brethren. Yeah, those are pretty gold bars.
They were sacrificed, right? So, on the chopping block.
Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers were murdered as companies.
Right.
Lehman Brothers was suffocated to death because they sold a bunch of mortgage bonds and were never paid by J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs. Those are the two top criminal banking enterprises in the United States, along with maybe BlackRock. BlackRock.
We're going to go to a break soon, but I did want to mention, Jim and I were talking off air as well, they, of course, we all know that they acquired the Alaskan oil rights, right? That was 2 years ago. So we'll get into that when we come back. And also, are we making big payments to China right now? And how are we doing that? Also, when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about crypto. Is there something good we should be talking about that's going to explode? Also, the housing market. Is this a good time to get into a house? Those are the questions I know all of us have. So let's just get right to those answers. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Jim Willey.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Dr. Jim Willey in this hour, who writes the Hat Trick Letter newsletter. You must check this out. You must subscribe. He's got insights I've never heard anywhere else. I love, Jim, how you bring history into this picture. You started noticing things in 2019 that play into this financial picture right now, and as a cautionary tale for what's maybe about to happen, too. A precursor to, of course, Blovid that came in 2020, and King Fraud-A-Lot, who came into power. So what did you notice in 2019?
It was the explosion of the repo market, the U.S. Treasury repurchase market. It's an overnight window where a big bank like in Wall Street can say, take $1 billion worth of Treasury bonds or bills and get cash. So it's the other way around. They're not buying a bond. They're trading in a bond for some cash.
Okay.
I hope you didn't lose me. Yeah. My screen froze. Okay. So this is a very important window. The repo market is where banks reveal their insolvency. Hmm. They are essentially saying, we're in trouble. We don't have cash to maintain our operations, make payroll, handle all the different redemptions. And we need to hand over some treasuries and get some cash. Okay, back in August, September, October of 2019, the repo market exploded. And I made a forecast early in that period that we were going to get to $1 trillion a night. And a lot of people thought, well, that's crazy. Well, yeah, it's crazy. Everything's crazy in the U.S. dollar financial sector. We got over $1 trillion. It was somewhere around 1.3 or 1.4 trillion. And I thought in October, uh-oh, here we go. This could be the end of the dollar system. This could be a magnificent banking crisis that would eclipse 2008 with the mortgage bond situation, often called Lehman crisis. And instead of getting a major financial crisis, what we got was a jump shift. We moved from the financial highway of control to the medical highway of control, and we got the fake pandemic.
Right.
I don't want to get into a lot of the different aspects of, say, Wuhan and, false medical data, diagnoses. I got tipped off very early. I had a very good friend. His father died of a stroke, and they called it COVID. A different friend had a father who died of a heart attack. They called that COVID. Okay, wow, everything's COVID. Okay, they got to make the numbers. And then I noticed I produced a chart for May of 2020. It was the disappearance of influenza because they're calling it COVID. So 4 years in a row, the data was very, very steady. And then 2020, whoops, got a 60-80% drop in the influenza cases.
I have screenshots from this. I have actual screenshots as I was tracking all of this. Isn't that crazy? Just totally dipped down. And so King Fraud-A-Lot gets into power, and little Hormala. And so what happens then? Was that the death of the dollar? We just didn't know it. Was it being propped up at that point?
That was the death of the dollar because they delayed information on how much the big banks were given relief. I call it big bank welfare. They called us COVID stimulus relief fund. And, and information came out just a few weeks ago that $5 trillion was granted to the big Wall Street banks in late 2019, exactly at that point. Wow. And the repo market had another aspect, Kate. It was really quite interesting. They expanded it from just the Wall Street banks, and they included the hedge funds because they're run by Wall Street. They buy treasury bonds, and they do arbitrage trade. They buy treasuries and sell interest rate swap derivatives, capture 30 basis points in profit, and amplify it 100-fold with leverage. It's just a big game. So they had to include the hedge fund.
Okay, we started seeing the money go up in trillions, right? Go ahead.
Yes. The stimulus relief plans, funds, and acts, the bills with Congress, they were in the trillions. And we suddenly saw a move from 22 to 24, 25 trillion as U.S. government debt. And I thought, this is a Ponzi peak blow-off. But we did not see the banking crisis because of all the different stimulus funds. And then we got the household personal protection program, you know, the PPPs. I might not have gotten the acronym correct, but the PPP, I got denied that at my bank. They said, oh, no, we hit our limit. And I said, I'd like my $2,000 or $3,000. What the hell? And they said, maybe next time. And I said, well, you know, maybe next time. Mm. So we saw
payments
crisis.
Are going down. Uh-huh.
Everything turned crazy. Everything turned, you know, oh, gosh. Then you had the supply chain interrupted with COVID cases for workers.
Right.
And then you got the Biden unemployment offer. If you're worried about your work and you're worried about the crisis, you can get unemployment. And that was a backdoor way of undermining the supply chain. All these different measures. We're under attack from five sides, Kate. We're not going to get out of this without a food crisis. And riots. Food riots.
We'll definitely talk about that because food shortages are definitely coming. There's no question. And so there might have been some subterranean payments being made through the use of crypto. Possible.
Okay.
Right?
All right. You switched lanes fast there. I've got it on good authority from a Pacific Rim source. A Pacific Rim source. And he told me that there is some intergenerational restitution going on. And they wanted to do it. It's trillions. It's hundreds of billions and trillions. And I said, what is this for? This is a conversation just after Christmas. A client of mine, and he's a fund manager. He manages big funds in the Pacific Rim. He didn't want me to reveal much in the way of details regarding that. But he said, I'll give you one example. In the 19th century, there was a lot of construction of railroads in the West, our West, California, et cetera, the Western states. And we used Chinese slave labor. And we put them in housing. We gave them a minimum amount of food to eat, water. We didn't treat them very well. And I don't have a lot of detail. I'm not an expert in that part of history, except I do know that we had a lot of Chinese workers, and some of them were slaves. And we never properly paid for that. Well, apparently there's been some decisions that the next couple of decades are going to see restitution and tremendous shift of wealth from our part in the West to their part in the East. And a lot of these funds are being moved subterraneously, by means of crypto, Bitcoin, and not just Bitcoin. But that's one reason Bitcoin went up a lot in value. And they do this because they don't want the Wall Street hands at the table. I call them the ferryman. They don't want the ferryman.
Jim, we're going to come right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. We'll be right back with Dr. Jim Willie. You're not going to want to miss this. We'll talk crypto.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. My guest is Dr. Jim Willey, golden-jackass.com, the Hat Trick newsletter. You must get a copy of this. Dr. Jim Willey, you were talking a little bit about ferrymen. We were talking about China. I know that they had a dam break, and they talked about it in the news just a little, but it created some problems, maybe some shortages and some things that fed a lot of people. It's a very, very big dam. And then also, we have this food shortage coming. So I want you to comment on so many things, plus crypto. So how you're going to wrap all that in, I don't know. But you were just talking about the ferryman, and we had to go to break. So if you want to pick it up from there, that'd be great.
A lot of money. I'm talking about hundreds of billions and trillions, low trillions, have been transferred from our part of the world in the West to the Pacific Rim, to China, and to Asia. And they're using Bitcoin. And they're not just using Bitcoin. but they wanted to avoid the Security and Exchange Commission and the Wall Street bankers. They want to avoid the Wall Street hands. I call them the ferrymen. The ferrymen want to see and control the movement, and they say, we want to assure the security, but they usually want 5, 10, 15, 20% of the funds in movement. So the Asians and the Westerners agreed to move it by means of Bitcoin, and not just Bitcoin. They're actually moving many, many billions of dollars in tiny crypto tokens. Just imagine a crypto token that's valued at 100 to the penny. Well, wow. That could rise 100-fold and it'd still be a penny and not be on the SEC radar, Security and Exchange Commission. Okay, there's something big going on at the Three Gorges Dam. China is threatening our country with nuclear missiles of small types off the West Coast in container vessels. It's not in the news. Not much news is on the news. And we're threatening the Three Gorges Dam. Pardon me?
That's why you're here, Jim.
Not much news on the news. If the news had value, they would charge for it. But it's free, so it's propaganda. I learned that a long time ago. Anyway, the Three Gorges Dam, I have a tickly nose. I apologize. I've always had a tickly nose, even though I cut my nose here. Okay, so Three Gorges Dam is in China, and there are 300 million people living downstream. And there are many, many farms and agricultural corporate businesses downstream. Also, the Three Gorges Dam has something like a dozen or 15 different power plants that are operated by the hydroelectric source of energy. They use some of that to do Bitcoin mining. They also have a gigantic center that I don't want to talk about much at all, but it's for child trafficking. Okay, let's just leave that alone. The point is that the Three Gorges Dam is a target. It's a strategic target. And the United States, whatever you want to call them, the Space Force, the military, the White Hats, the White Alliance, they're targeting the Three Gorges Dam, and I think they're doing it with a water frequency HAARP-type weapon. It agitates the water to such a point that it breaks and causes cracks in the dam. Now, we all know about the hurricane HAARP. We know about the earthquake HAARP, but most people don't know about the water agitation HAARP. It stirs up water and breaks dams. I do not believe the Three Gorges Dam is broken. I believe it is damaged. And it's a warning. It's a warning. Back off on control through bribery and threat, nuclear threat to the United States, or else we will break your dam. And you could have 100 million casualties downstream and destroy your entire national food production system. So there's a lot going on with the Three Gorges Dam. I have a picture of it. I think it was about November or December, Hattrick Letter, the report, my monthly report. And it's a gigantic dam. It's like 3/4 of a mile wide.
Wow, wow. So how does Ukraine and Russia work into this right now today? What's going on there in your analysis, real quick, that works into this?
Ukraine is the last stand for the cabal. Ukraine is where they've got their multiple criminal activity enterprises operating. It's a failed state, and that's perfect for the cabal to run their narcotics trafficking, child trafficking, white woman trafficking with the aid of the United Nations, by the way. That was the subject of a Rachel Weisz movie about 18, 20 years ago that I saw. Human organ trafficking. This is all activity in Ukraine. All in Ukraine, not on the news. Not on the news. This is what's being halted by the Russian military. Adrenochrome harvesting centers. Testing locations, public testing locations for virus propagation, like a mid-sized town away from the capital, and they spread a virus to see how quickly people die. Okay, and the bio labs, of course. You can't leave out the bio lab development for, you know, gain-of-function development, ethnic targeting for viruses. And they're mostly funded by the U.S. Department of Defense, Kate.
Absolutely. So Russia and China, once this is gone, once Russia absorbs Ukraine, and they probably will, what happens with what's the goal of Russia and China together?
Well,
or is there?
Before I get to that, in the United Nations, the Ukrainian official borders are the same as the old Soviet Union. So from a United Nations perspective, Russia has not invaded Ukraine. This is almost funny. Okay, Russia and China are big trade partners. Remember, it was about 5 years ago they announced the Holy Grail energy deal. It was about a 10, 12-year contract for $230 billion worth. Okay, that formalized the yuan, oil, gold triangle for Shanghai futures contracts, because Russia was selling oil to China, and with respect to Shanghai, they could take the oil sales and convert it to gold. Shanghai was a conversion location for Russian oil sold to China, converted to gold. Okay, that's very important. Now Russia and China are expanding their trade. They've been expanding it all these years, but they're also expanding their methods of payment, and they've announced they're not going to use the dollar anymore. They're going to use the cross-border interbank payment system, the CIPS. It's going to be competing with SWIFT. Okay, here's a big, big takeaway, Kate. The United States, by pretending to be in control and being bullies on the international stage, we're trying to declare that country, you're not going to use the dollar anymore. And what we're essentially doing is creating a critical mass of non-dollar using trade partners, like what I call the Eurasian Trade Zone. The Eurasian Trade Zone will come into public eye when they capture Western Europe. By that I mean when they begin to make trade deals with Western Europe. That's going to be an economic capture. And here's how it's going to happen. Russia will say to Germany and France and Italy, you want Russian gas? You need to put aside the United States players and agents in the room, and we're going to demand your gold as payment for the oil and gas.
We're going to come right back on that note more with Dr. Jim Willey. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk housing. We're going to talk crypto. Is there something you should invest in right now? We'll be right back. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. Don't go anywhere. This is good.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. A big thank you to Alex Jones for letting me host today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. We don't have a lot of time, and we need to cover a lot of ground. My guest is Dr. Jim Willie from golden-jackass.com. You can check out his newsletter and subscribe. And there's so much to go over because I want to go over, what if somebody's sitting there listening right now who says, I don't know whether to buy a house right now. Is it going to keep going up? I don't know whether to take my equity out. I don't know whether to keep cash in my house. I don't know whether to invest in crypto. And you were saying on a previous show, you know, the banks were not ready yet. And so maybe this is why we have this little reprieve right now. But there's so much to talk about, Jim. What do you tell somebody? What kind of advice do you give somebody? Not financial advice, just advice in general, because people don't know what to do right now with all of this.
Be very careful. Don't trust your bank. Realize that bail-ins are a possibility, that the big banks are going bankrupt because their narcotics money laundering profits are being interdicted away. I like silver. I've always liked silver. I like it even more now than I did when I started the newsletter. But there's a transformation going on where people had better get in line and learn about digital finance, a.k.a. cryptocurrency. They better get in line and learn because they don't want to be left behind. I have kind of a saying, a maxim, that if you're stuck and you remain in the dollar and in money market and in the stock market and in the bond market, you're probably going to lose 30% during a conversion that's forced upon you. If you move ahead of the crowd or with a growing part of the crowd into the crypto digital finance world, you're probably going to realize some rather significant profit. And I like XRP because they've enlisted the support of the Wall Street banks, and the Wall Street banks are deceiving themselves into thinking they're going to remain in control in order to continue their fraudulent games, but they're going to have to operate within decentralized rules and transparency rules and operate on that firm blockchain road. So XRP has enlisted the support of Wall Street, and I believe XRP is going to be the bridge to the future financial system from the dollar, the dollar must move toward the off-ramp. Look
wow,
at the debt.
Hard to think about. Sure.
$30 trillion in debt. We got a $4 trillion budget, $5 trillion budget. Half of it is in deficit. We've got giveaways. And look at the sabotage. We had the strategic oil reserve that was directed to China. We had the Colonial Gas pipeline that was turned off. They claimed it was a crypto event, a hacking. No, that's to implicate and to tarnish crypto. Now we've got more oil giveaway to France. I believe that the Strategic Petroleum Reserve has been captured by the White Hats. Okay, all of this indicates that the dollar system and the Wall Street banks, they're insolvent. They had to get $5 trillion in late 2019 to stay afloat. The system is coming apart at the seams. I call it the Weimar dollar. I call it the Weimar banking system. I call it Weimar stimulus. We're in Weimar, and a lot of people are deceived into thinking, well, it's not really Weimar because it's global. And I say it is Weimar because of its characteristics, and the fact that it's global means we have a global crisis on our hands.
Would you keep cash on hand right now?
I would keep cash on hand. I would keep silver rounds, silver coins, not collector items like, you know, an old Morgan silver dollar, you know, like bullion coins. The definition of a bullion coin is under 10 years of age. Keep silver coins available. Gold coins are going to be wonderful too, but you don't go to the grocery store with a gold coin. You go to a grocery store for food with a silver coin, but we don't know whether the grocery store is going to have any food in it. I'm thinking we're going to see a third to half the shelves empty in a matter of several weeks or a couple months. We have a very difficult planting season coming up. For instance, the NATO forces sank a ship in the Black Sea off Crimea, Ukraine. They sank a fertilizer ship. Okay.
Wow.
This is a
it's already scarce.
It's a food war. There's going to be a lot of I got some technical information recently. Corn requires a lot more fertilizer, so farmers are moving to soybean. So we're likely to see a shortage of corn. Watch. You want to do a wild bet? Get some September corn futures. You'll probably see a double price, and you could see a 15-fold increase in your your bet.
So buy food, buy silver. Maybe have some cash on hand because there still will be merchants and businesses that will take cash, that will rebel against this. And then if you're wanting to buy a house right now, do you think this is a good time to get into a house? Because a lot of people fear it going up, so they want to get it right now before interest keeps up.
No. The Fed is in a horrible position. The Federal Reserve, I call it U.S. Fed because they're on our ground. They're in a terrible spot. They must raise the interest rates, but they cannot. We cannot have the dollar and the Treasury bonds operating where they are at current level in the Forex and current bond yield, we cannot have it operate where it is for long because we've got a differential of like 18 to 20% inflation and a 1 or 2% bond yield. You can't have that kind of differential. That is like a hyper fire hose of Weimar funding. You can't do that. You're discouraging the savers. I've got some clients in South Florida, and they don't know what to do. Where do I get any yield in order to have income to live on? Well, you can't get it from a bond. You can't get it from the Treasury bond. And what they're doing is they're getting tempted into junk bonds. But the junk bonds, even though they're paying a bigger interest rate, they can go down remarkably in value, in principal value, if the situation gets worse. And then you have a risk of default on the junk bond. We've got a spread right now between, let me see if I get right in the camera here, the spread between the Treasury bond long-term yield and the junk bond yield. It's getting big. It's getting big. And it's usually a big, loud alarm signal. So we've got the alarm signal, and we're just getting multiple alarm signals. We had alarm signals back in 2019, remember, with the repo bond window, repurchase of Treasury. We're going from one alarm to the next, and now they're all sounding together because the repo market is back. Repo market problem is back. I've got one client who told me of a friend who had a $38,000 certified check with Bank of America. He deposited it. They put it in the bank, and they did not put it in his account.
Wow. Ouch. Oh, no. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. And I know a lot of people are panicking, but I don't know if this is a good time to keep your money in the stock market. I know we only have about a minute, 45 seconds. What would you tell people to do other than what we've talked about? Anything else? Food?
Legitimate. Silver exchange traded fund.
Okay.
Silver.
Okay.
I like silver. Silver's going to survive. What happened to nickel? I think it went up. I'm not sure. I think it tripled or quadrupled in price. Nickel. What happened to nickel is going to happen to silver. You have to take signals as real. It's a signal of something that's going to happen to its related financial types. I noticed that 3 years ago, the AAA General Electric corporate bond lost its AAA. That was a signal. You got to pay attention to signals. If you don't, you're going to miss the main event. You're going to get run over. Okay, these banks are in trouble. I think mortgages are going to be in trouble because interest rates might move higher because of Treasury bond earthquake events.
Yeah. Ooh, interesting. I wish we were out of time. And also job loss because of the shortages, because of what's happening, too. Will people be able to pay their mortgages? Dr. Jim Willey, thank you so much. Golden-jackass.com. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. It's been a pleasure being with you, Jim.
I will send you my logo. I tried during the show, but I couldn't get the email to work.
Not a problem. Everybody have a great day. Take this information. Run with this information.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.